Hello everyone. This is a new podcast series by Media Network, where we will be talking about trends in healthcare app ecosystem. So firstly, Media Network provides healthcare APIs that will reduce the cost, improve the speed, and ensure compliance for application developers to build, deploy, and run standard compliant user applications. Today, we have with us the founders of the organization, Dilip sir and Vibhavan. Hi sir,
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So today we are going to discuss about digital health. So the first question I want to ask you guys, like, what was the idea while starting this organization? What's the vision of the organization?
Thank you, Deepjoy. Okay, no, it's great for you to make this podcast. Okay, so I have been in digital health since 2012, and I've been working on traditional healthcare systems, like building solutions for hospitals, doctors, and all. And that was a time around 2016, India came out with the Indian EHR standards, okay, which dramatically changed the way we look at healthcare information. So now, for the first time, the government wanted to empower the person, okay, or the patient with their clinical information, their personal health information, which will help them actually, manage and take control of their health information, lifelong health history, and use that to remain well. Okay. This was a dramatic deviation from the way traditional healthcare systems were being managed. Okay. And so I came out of the organization that we were using and started this startup called Healthy Life with an aim to create a platform for this kind of information, person-centric clinical information. Okay. So what we want to do is we want to enable standard compliant interoperable information sharing. Okay. We want every person in India to be able to collect their health information, standard compliant health information from different sources, and create their personal health record which they can actually manage. And on top of this information, there'll be they'll be able to get other people to come and build wellness solutions. Okay, solutions that will help them, give them advice as to how to remain well, how to manage their health, so that they prevent from becoming ill. Okay. So the whole point is how do we transition from an illness focused care paradigm to a wellness focused healthcare management, so everybody overall health improves. Okay, so this is where the fundamental thought is. Okay, and then what we realize is when we look back, information management in healthcare is quite complex. Okay, so and we found many application developers in healthcare struggling with this problem of trying to understand the complexity of clinical information management. Okay, so we decided we take that area and we'll try to solve that problem for everybody. Okay, so we created this platform, EHR Network, which is actually complying to all Indian EHR standards. And it is it can handle coded data. We use SNOMED CT as a clinical coding standard in India. So this allows coding. And what we do is we expose all these complex services as APIs so that application developers can quickly come and build on our platform. Okay. So this is basically the vision that we are actually working with. We want to bring in more transparency in healthcare. We want to empower the patient to become, with information to become well, okay? And we want to improve the overall wellness of the country, of every citizen of the country. Okay, this is the grand vision that we are working with. Thank you.
Thank you for the great insight, sir. I am Nitya, working with EHR.network in marketing and business development. So the next question I would want to pose to Rupa ma'am. So what do you think is the scenario of healthcare system in terms of digitalization, ma'am?
Thanks, Nitya. Happy to take the question. So looking at the digital health scenario in India, so what we have today, and I think that we're all aware of, one of the key things that have changed is telemedicine. So prior to the pandemic, telemedicine was something that the country was looking at, a way of scaling and making sure that the rural population would get access to expertise, medical expertise. But with the pandemic, the government quickly came out with the telemedicine practice guidelines, and so that telemedicine providers had a framework with which they could practice. And we see a huge uptake in telemedicine services in urban India. So so that's a big trend that we are seeing. The second trend is using devices for remote monitoring. This could be for elder care and or post hospitalization care. So there's a lot of devices coming in. A lot of startups coming up with very innovative solutions to address this market. These are some of the important trends that we are seeing. So this kind of adds up to what Dilip was saying earlier, that digital information is critical in all these cases. Without digital information, neither telemedicine is going to happen, nor is medical devices and information coming out of it being going to be accessed by the medical fraternity so that treatments are given. So these are some huge trends that are happening, and kind of they emphasis on the fact that information should be created, it should be shared with the patient consent. So these are some key two trends that are definitely happening, and we see it all around us these days.
Thank you.
My next question to Sir will be how nature is helping these new healthcare companies to develop and deploy more customer-centric or data-driven apps.
Okay. I hope you mean the EHR network. Okay, that's EHR, so I will take that and go forward. So it's about how our platform, EHR network, is helping all these digital trends, to improve. Okay. So we have, if you look at it, our idea is to actually bring common elements in any healthcare application ecosystem, into a central platform, into an ecosystem. We want to call it an ecosystem of healthcare APIs. So here, variety of APIs, healthcare services will be available as APIs that applications can use and build. For example, we have in our core platform, we have the demographic service, which can be used as a registry for patients, doctors, organizations. Okay, these are core services that any healthcare application requires. Okay, then we have another service for the EHR data. Okay, electronic health record data, and the way we are structuring it is with privacy aware, because this is a very sensitive personal health information. So you have to be very careful about the security of data, how the privacy is maintained. So we have the whole architecture of the solution is very federated. Okay. Then we have solutions we have an appointment management service which is FHIR compliant. Okay. We are working on a common notification service which can be used by all the services and the applications to send out notifications to multiple channels. Okay. We have a centralized auth system that we call Triplay, which manages the authentication and authorization and access control to all the resources, all the platform resources. Okay, these are the core services that are there on the platform. And then we layer that with all kinds of API, security protection. Our platform is compliant to OWASP standards, and also that application developers can safely come and build on our platform. And then what we're doing is we're going ahead and connecting with other solution providers. Like for example, we have tied up with a company who's got APIs for NCD management. Okay, so now we're trying to bring those kind of solutions also onto the platform. Okay, so all these will help healthcare applications. But like for example, telemedicine solution provider wants to have a robust EHR backend. Okay, where he wants to be able to code the data as it goes in. So we provide a terminology service, we provide a EHR repository, and we provide a demographic service, we provide a notification service. All these are reusable by these applications. So So they don't have to build any of these things. Okay, they can just consume the APIs and pay as you go. So telemedicine providers, whether it's telemedicine providers, home care providers, whether it is like a device manufacturer, okay, healthcare device, you know, remote monitoring devices, all these can come on the platform and reuse these services, okay, to build their application very fast. So they can focus on their work. They don't have to worry about the compliance and, you know, regulations and all those kinds of associated with, you know, digital health data. Okay, that is how we are now. We're trying to help this whole ecosystem move faster and become better as we go along. Okay, thank you, Vijay.
Thank you, sir, for mentioning the key elements. And the next question I would want to ask Rupa ma'am. And ma'am, who do you think is the primary beneficiary of the product or services that the platform is providing?
Sure, I can take that question, Vidya. Thanks. So who are the main beneficiaries? The first beneficiary that we see are healthcare application startups. In the various spaces that we have discussed, it could be telemedicine, it could be, you know, devices, remote management of patients using devices. It could be post-hospitalization care where after treatment at a hospital, the, you know, patients are going. So it could be insurance. So the, you know, the spectrum of healthcare applications that can benefit by getting developed on EHR.network are numerous. So wherever healthcare information is being managed. So that is so any startup working in this space. So it could be, you know, wellness, it could be curative, and it's not limited to that any particular healthcare system. Because our clinical deposit data repository is based on open EHR model, we can model any kind of clinical data set. So it works for allopathy, it works for all branches of Ayush. So any application which is interacting, doctor-facing application of EHR for a patient, any kind of healthcare information or devices that need to evolve to become services that can be consumed. So all these companies that are working in these varied spaces can benefit by building their applications on EHR.network. So that is the startup space. So why I say startup is if they're just starting out on the journey and, you know, they have an idea, they have identified an opportunity in the market, and they're not invested, invested in actually building all the back end. That is the right time for engagement because they're not yet sunk in any cost there. So it doesn't preclude us, from engaging and collaborating with companies which are actually rolled out services, and then an MVP service, and now they want to go, mainstream. Address the market at the large scale, and they have to comply to all the regulations. Then in many cases, and we have spoken to quite a few of them, they face great challenges, and some of them have even decided to shut down because they're moving from the MVP stage into a production and, you know, a compliance-based production phase and offering the solution. That's a huge leap and a huge cost. So even companies who are in the second stage of MVP and then, you know, haven't tested the market and, you know, seeing the need to, getting positive response back, can engage with us because, you know, we have all the back end that is compliant to the regulations. And these application providers, they need not only can they be assured that their health information is managed in compliance to all the regulations, even in terms of, you know, actually hosting the service, you know, we could help them. So that's the second point. So then coming to the second segment. The second segment is where we are looking at, you know, public health initiatives that need a deployment maybe, you know, in a specified data center. So, for example, the example that we have is EHR.network is the platform on which the eMANA solution by the government of Karnataka has been rolled out. So now EHR.network in this scenario has been deployed in the playground data center. So this is the second set. So here our solution was used for mental health. solution by the government, but it can be used for any public health like nutrition, women and child, with the just name a few. So this is the second segment. The third segment that that we are looking at are hospitals who have existing, you know, EMRs, HIS, and are currently managing the clinical information for the services they provide. But the trend now is once the stay in the hospital itself for the patient is quite minimal. So in order to remain engaged with the patient and to ensure that post discharge from the hospital, the patient is complying to, you know, the requirements to ensure recovery is faster and constant engagement is there. So in this scenario, they would need another system that manages information and helps them manage clinical information and remain engaged. So this is the third segment where you see that EHR.network provides a lot of advantages and can be deployed. So these are three segments that we are currently looking at this year.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Dilip sir. You both have given a great insights on digital health, and I hope this series of recordings would bring in more scope in exploring the trends in healthcare application ecosystem.
Thank you.